Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am so excited to dive into today's topic because I talk to people on a regular basis, and one thing that I continue to hear over and over again is the lack of vision and the lack of clarity in what it is that dream future life of theirs looks like. And so I wanted to touch on this topic today. This is something that I really help my clients dig in way more at a deeper level, because there are going to be so many big dreams that you have, and there's also going to be things that block us, right? We have feelings of unworthiness come up. We have money blocks. We have feelings of, do we really deserve something like this? And so what I help you do inside of my coaching one-on-one that I do is I take you through a step-by-step process that kind of helps you dream big. It really helps you let go of those things that have been holding you back, that have been blocking you, that you might not have even recognized. And then I really help you expand and push that vision out even further than you thought it could go. I help you build your future board and really help you nail down the steps to building your dream future life. So if that's ever something you're interested in doing with me, I would love to help you do that. Just shoot me a DM over on Instagram, or you can send me a message on Facebook and say, I need to know more about this coaching. We take a 1 hour call together every single week for like 10 weeks. So, what I want to talk to you about today though, is I want to help you really get clear on what this next year, on what these next 5 years looks like. And I'm going to share just some tools that will help you really gain that clarity. The reason that we're having this discussion today is, number one, when we're recording this, it's January of 2023. So a lot of people are looking at their life and figuring out what they would like to be different and how they can make this year better than last year or the year before. And I also had a conversation with a friend last week, and it's so funny because when I was initially thinking about starting this podcast again, I was like, yeah, this sounds great, but am I gonna have this creativity flow out of me on what to talk about? And then I realized I have so many conversations with people that are such great topics I can cover to help guide you. And so that's what spurred this episode today. So shout out to my girl. I'm not going to name her. But I was having a conversation and we were talking about how I really walked through this process. And then she kind of had this realization like, wow, I don't have any clarity on what I like to do for fun. And so let's talk about how I do this. Okay. First things first, you want to be happy in your life, right? If you're listening to this podcast, you are somebody who desires to have a fulfilled, happy, loving, just love your life kind of life. Like, holy crap, I can't believe this is my life kind of life, okay? And if not, you might be in the wrong place, but that's okay. I'm so happy you're here anyway. But what started happening to me personally is I started seeing other people's success and I started thinking that that was the only way I could go about it, was to do all of the things, to hustle, to be on all of the calls and to live that kind of life where I was so out of balance and I was miserable, but at least I was doing the things. And I really started to shift that just a couple years ago and started setting boundaries. And I realized that if I'm doing things that aren't truly making me happy, what is it all for? And so first thing I really want you to understand with this is we're basing every area of your life, because the way that I do this is not just based off of your career. Is it great to have a career? Absolutely. Is it great to have a career that you love? Absolutely. But is it the most important thing in your life? No. There are going to be many different areas of your life that are important to make sure that you are satisfied and happy with. Okay. So here's what I suggested to my friend. I said, I want you to imagine that it's a year from now or 5 years from now. This is my favorite way to go about it, is 5 years from now. I date it today's date. And then when I start writing it, I say, wow, it's, and today is January something of 2023. So 5 years from today is January of 2028. Holy crap, right? So I say, today is January blah, blah, blah of 2028. Wow, time flies. And then I write this out as if it's my ideal day, like my best case scenario. Holy crap, I can't believe this is my life day. I'm going to tell you, some of you guys are going to absolutely love this exercise. It's going to be so easy for you. You're going to write like what feels like a million pages. And some of you may get a little stuck. That was me. Hi, I'm definitely more like analytical, like, holy crap, I can't really dream that big. What are you talking about? But I just challenge you to push yourself in every area. How can you best case scenario it? So how can you look at your life as if this was the best case 10x version of whatever it was you're currently thinking, and write it down? Because your brain doesn't know what's real and what's fake. So let's give it something to like really go after. Okay. So there's five different areas that I really want you to focus on when you're doing this. Okay. So what I suggest doing is I suggest writing these five down and then maybe kind of like doing a little graph, you know, if you want to get fancy with it, like put some little lines next to each one. So give yourself some space. Maybe each section has its own page, and underneath of it, you can just write like the things that you really desire in each category. Okay. So the first one that I want to talk about is relationships. What in your ideal life 5 years from now do your relationships look like? Now, am I talking about a romantic relationship? Sure, write that in there. What does your partner look like? If you're married right now, great. Is it, I'm going to be honest, like sometimes it's not the same. It might not be the same partner you currently have, and that's okay. Like write that person down in your description. Like, what is that person like? How do they make you feel? That sort of thing. But in relationships, it can also be relationships with your family. It could be team members. It could be business partners. It could be staff. It could be girlfriends. It can be mentorships. So I want you to really think in all different categories of a relationship. Think of it like little subcategories of the main category, which is your relationships. Okay. So think about what that looks like 5 years from now. I'll tell you, like, I know that there were certain areas that I really needed to step up my game, and friendships was one of them. Like last year, I was in this mode of like, I just need to get caught up on all of the things. And I really didn't spend time nurturing my current friendships. And so this year, that's one of the things that I really have as a focus, is every month we have things on the calendar with different friends, and we're socializing and connecting with new people. So relationships is the first one. Okay. Next, we're going to talk about career and ambition. Okay. Now, what I love about this category is you don't have to be specific. Okay. So maybe it's your wild and crazy dream to become a New York Times best-selling author. Fabulous. Maybe it's on your like crazy dream idea to be in a film. Perfect. Put it on there and tell us how many awards it's won. Maybe you want to be a speaker. Maybe you want to host retreats and you're doing, you know, one every quarter. Maybe you don't even know what your job title is, but you can break down what type of job you want. And I really love this method because you're almost working backwards. Because you know, like, you know if you like working with people, or not. Or maybe you like working with people on occasion, but a majority of the time you want to be left the heck alone because you're more creative that way. Perfect. Maybe you know that you really want to work at a beach. Does that sound like heaven to you? It sounds like heaven to me. I can 100% envision myself, and I have found a picture on my future board to match this, of accepting phone calls on a beach. I'm laying on a little blankie. I'm in the sun. I feel the sun rays soaking into my skin, and I am taking a phone call. Maybe I'm on a one-on-one call. Maybe I'm helping a client. Whatever, but I can see it. Maybe you're like, no way, I want to be in a high-rise building downtown somewhere. Perfect. Start breaking that down. Do you want to, you know, be creative in your job? Like, what does that look like for you? Okay. All right. So that's career and ambition. The next category is going to be mind and body. So this is perfect because, you know, everything's connected. So you've got your body, right? That meat suit that you wear. What does that thing look like? You can envision that it is maybe thinner, maybe stronger, maybe, you know, you've got a tan. I don't know. Like, what does that body look like? What things are you doing to take care of your body, right? Maybe you've always wanted to become a juicer. And so you're taking care of your body and you're pouring yourself that green juice in the morning, right? But also the mind part is so powerful. Maybe in your ideal future day, you're spending time meditating or praying or in the word, whatever that looks like for you. I want you to include that in your dream ideal day 5 years from now. Okay. The next thing that I want to share about, next category, is wealth and abundance. Okay. Now this is a really cool one because you can really go all out with this. Like, think about your dream home. Think about, like, maybe giving back. Think about what kind of style you have. Maybe it's, you know, what kind of vehicle you're going to be driving away from your house in. What kind of lake house do you have? What kind of private jet are you flying? Like, I want you to really start to get crazy with these. Maybe you have a flower budget that's more than your current grocery budget. Like, think about those things that really make you happy and light you up and that you could really do with some serious wealth and abundance, and just start daydreaming about that. It's so fun. And then lastly, I want you to think about passions and joy. And the whole reason for this podcast today is because I was talking to my girlfriend and I was like, I think a lot of our problems stem from not truly knowing what it is that we want. And it's not just in our career, it's what we want as a whole in our life. And so gaining clarity on passions and joy can be huge, because some of us, I am guilty of this, so I can truly speak on this, our passions and joy didn't exist after, like, maybe the age of 8 or 10, right? We got to a point in our life where, you know, we had to become the adult when we were younger. I can definitely attest to that. I started becoming the adult as soon as I possibly could to take care of my little brother when my mom was gone and things like that. And then after I moved out, I had to focus on going to school and getting a job. And then I got pregnant young and I had to focus on raising my daughter. And then I had to focus on working to pay for a better life than what I ever tried, you know, than what I ever had. And so it went from one thing to the next, and my passions and joy were pushed to the side. And so I would challenge you to ask yourself, if I could have one, like, not even one, but if I could think of some things in my life that I would love to do, what would I do? And maybe it is looking back at your childhood, like, man, I was a crafting machine. Maybe it's time to get back into crafting. You know, like my daughter's really into a bead phase right now. I think she made like 17 bracelets while we were in Florida just this past week or two ago. And what, as an adult, I think about she could do with that, right? And there's jewelry making classes, and there's all of the things that you can buy at Michael's craft store to make your own jewelry and just do it for fun, right? For me, I love music. I love reading. I love hiking. I love flowers. They bring me joy. And so I try to find ways to incorporate those into my week every single week if I can. So then what I'm doing with this list after I really start to brainstorm these, we have a more method, a methodical way about going about this in coaching, but this is kind of my little breakdown to you, is I would write out that perfect day 5 years from now. And I get super specific with it. So I'm writing at least probably 10 pages. Like, I wake up and I'm seeing the curtains, the sheer curtains floating in the breeze because I live on the ocean and my sliding door is slightly open. And I'm waking up next to my husband. Of course, my dog is in bed because Lord knows the dog is in the bed with us, right? And just I take it from moment to moment into what room I'm walking into and describing what that room looks like. And then I'm finding the pictures that really relate to that experience, to that perfect day. And that's how I start my future board. So I really hope that this just gives you a sense of knowing that whatever idea that God puts in your mind, I truly believe you can achieve. Like, I don't think God gives us like ideas and things like that in our mind without giving us the opportunity to achieve it. So, I hope this helps you. And I really, really, really want to see or hear about some of the experiences that you put on your boards or on your 5 years from today kind of journaling session. I would love to hear about that experience. And what your favorite part of this podcast was. So if you'd love to, go ahead and screenshot this. You can share it on your Instagram stories. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman. Feel free to tag me. I always try to share like any of those shares that you guys do, or my Facebook is Melissa Hartman. And until next time, have a fabulous, fabulous day, afternoon, evening, and good night.